Now, Austin's number one fantasy sports show. It's the Wagner Wire, presented by Audiovisual Consultations.
What would you say you do here?
I am the eyes and ears of this institution, my friends.
The manager of baseball team.
Little League?
Fantasy League.
He's worth a million in prizes.
It's our fantasy baseball draft.
Your fantasy what?
It's the fantasy baseball. I told you all about this. Got Matsui.
All your fantasy sports updates.
It's a numbers game.
Now, the host from the East Coast. Here's Wags.
That was pretty classy.
Who's this style? Who's this style? Snoop, come on in here. Talk some ACL Fest as well, man. Jonathan Snoop Daniels. Shout out to Mr. Daniels. They're always doing great work. I don't think he ever stops working.
Nah.
Matter of fact. Hour number two of the Wagner Wire. We got an update just in a couple of minutes, but also we're going to have Sam Stash. The return of Sam Stash. That's right. Shout out to Independence Brewery if you're out there listening. You got an IPA out there called Stash IPA that would just be the perfect partnership with this segment. I'm just saying. Sam Stash and Stash IPA.
All right.
Hand in hand. And then sip it, or gulp it. Do whatever you please. Hour number two, in just a couple of minutes, we'll get into Sam Stash. We'll also have Al Walsh come on at the bottom of the hour, bring you all the green that you need in your pocket, and then just the tip. We'll put a bow on this bad boy of hour number two with just the tip. Bring you some updates with the EPL. That's just got kicked off as well. Championship Sunday across the pond there. We'll also give you some updates on the PGA Championship from South Carolina. Kauai Island, not the island of Kauai. I always want to say that, but it's actually Kauai Island, the coast of South Carolina. They're beautiful waters.
Kauai Leonard Island?
Almost like the claw. Mm. Almost like the claw. We'll get you into some more NBA breakdown. We didn't talk enough NBA playoffs. A lot going on. Even a little bit of a dabble of hockey as well. We'll talk NHL playoffs as well. Stanley Cup playoffs. Are the Caps completely done? I mean, the run, like the franchise. Is the window over? We'll talk about that as well. Some MLB controversy. There might be a team out there cheating. Oh, my God, guys. Shocker. There might be a Major League Baseball team out there cheating. But it's a team that has been winning a lot recently. Oh, yeah. We'll drop that out there as well. We'll be talking about that on the show. Don't go anywhere. We'll break that down. But, Sammy, what do we got now for Sam Stash?
We got birthdays, boys.
Yes, happy belated birthday, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it again.
Sam Stash is welcomed back to the Wire.
If anyone wants to also show their appreciation of my birthday, feel free to send money to the horn. So I take cash.
What about that stripper that came and dropped you off Tiff Streets?
Okay, baby. A little sweet with some sweet.
That's what happened.
I'm about that.
She's
Sam.
70 year old, but it was still good.
Yeah, it was actually Sam's mom, but Sam's mom's beautiful. Sam, your mom is a very good looking woman.
I appreciate that.
Good.
She's
grief,
a very
Wags.
Tiny Mexican lady. Very small.
Wags does like them petite, huh?
I like them all.
As do I, my friend.
Like Tribe Called Quest said, bro. I like them brown, yellow, Puerto Rican.
That's
and
right.
Huh.
But. So since my birthday was this last week, it got me thinking about birthdays and other great birthdays of other people that I enjoyed getting to celebrate with them through TV land, TV movie, silver screen, whatever you want to call it, just getting to be there vicariously with them. So
we're going celebrities here?
No, not celebrities. These are like movie birthdays, TV birthdays, times that we have gotten to be with characters on their special day. That was a weak one. I'm going to give it a 4 out of 10.
The burp?
Yeah, the burp.
Yeah, that burp was absolutely gross.
That was pretty weak.
It's too hot for me to be burp. Yeah, my God.
Yeah.
It's too hot. Hold on. I'm sorry, Sam. It's too hot in this mother lover for you to be burping and stuff. Come on.
My bad.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, come on.
I can't be putting that funk out there.
Yeah, we got the swamp going already. Like, we don't need the extra help.
So, you got swamp ass in there?
Not in here. I have a fan. You guys are just... hard effed.
Oh, I'm good.
We ain't even sweating.
Yo, you see the shirts off.
We ain't even sweating.
I'm not even sweating.
He's smooth. His core temperature is a smooth, is a chill.
Chill.
Chill some. What
again,
are you at 69? I'm at 69. Are you at 69?
Always at 69.
I'm at 69.
Right. Speaking of people who keep things at 69, right, we got to bring it on over to Kevin Malone, guys, of The Office.
Nice!
Who constantly keeps the air conditioner at 69.
He didn't keep that chilly at 69.
And it just so happens that my birthday episode of The Office that I'm picking, Michael's birthday, revolves around Kevin, who absolutely, you know, in a huge D-bag move, decides to ruin Michael's entire birthday by making it all about him just because he might have cancer. Oh, Kevin. God, man.
Great episode.
It's a... Everything about this episode I absolutely love because it just shows... If there were one episode to show how self-centered Michael was, just completely in his own little world, that's the one.
So is he self-centered or is he just... detached from everybody else, or just so unaware?
I think it's a little bit of both, because he definitely, like, he's self-centered because he is definitely narcissistic. He thinks he's, you know, the coolest guy.
Absolutely.
But he also thinks that everybody else thinks he's the coolest guy, and that's kind of where the cluelessness comes in.
But he also, don't you also sense that that I guess just not confident, like I just, like, he's never confident or never self-assuring with himself. Always feel like he's always guessing himself.
It is like
or maybe that's just with women. Never mind. Until he meets Holly.
He does have, like, a weird insecurity, too, and that's what makes it so strange, because he's a narcissist, but then he's also insecure about it. So,
like, he definitely has confidence, but when it gets to the women, it's just like, I'm just not good enough.
He puts him down, though. He lets
Jan do a lot of stuff to him.
He does.
Oh, yeah, him and Jan.
Yeah.
That's a good relationship. I like Jan.
I'd be down with Jan, bro.
I would definitely let Jan.
I like a Jan.
I would agree to terms.
All right. Next
I don't know
up.
If I would correct my form. Sorry.
But no, you're all good. next up, we're going to go with one you boys might not have seen, but I think that you absolutely should. It's a Blumhouse production. I don't know if you boys are aware of Blumhouse. They've done movies like Sinister, Insidious, Paranormal Activity. They did The Purge. They even produced Get Out, a very popular movie by Jordan Peele. But the one we're focusing on today is a little movie called Happy Death Day, boys. Normally, right, I hate the Groundhog-esque, like, living the same day over and over and over again. But this movie does it so damn well by putting a ridiculous twist on it, right? Bill Murray, he had to do the right thing. He had to, you know, better himself in order to get out of his loop. And I feel like that's what a lot of these movies go with.
Sorry, do we have a secret word?
We do not.
That's all right.
We do not have that's a secret
right,
word today.
That's all right. All right.
But, you know, we're going. So this movie puts a very different spin on it than the normal, like, ooh, better yourself, fix the problems or whatever. The only problem that they're trying to solve here, our main character, is to find their own killer. At the end of every single day, at the end of every single of this day, their birthday that they're living over and over again, somebody murders them. And every single time, because of where they are, what they're doing, trying to avoid it, trying to figure it out, they basically have to solve their own murder in order to move on. It's one of the coolest takes I think I've ever seen on this whole little, like I said, little Groundhog Day-esque kind of trope. Your mic's not on, bud.
I know.
Oh.
Sorry. Seems like a video game thing.
I guess that kind of is like video game-esque.
Like you got to solve it to continue to go on.
Yeah, I feel you.
Sorry, I kept my mic off because I kept interrupting you.
So it's more like you weren't scared from this. You just thought it was dope.
No, this is definitely not a scary movie. It's more of like a dark comedy kind of thing.
Like Get Out.
Yeah, a little bit like Get Out. Yeah. Although Get Out's
hilarious.
Get Out has like funny parts.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
But like definitely that, I feel like Get Out is creepy though. Get Out's still scary.
Oh, for real. Yeah. As a black man, trust me, Get Out is some of the most terrifying anything put on the screen ever. But it's also absolutely comical. Okay, I'm with you. I gotta see these movies, man. That's one thing. I'm not a huge movie watcher like
You're
I once was.
You're not a cinephile?
No, not like I once was. This summer, I'm going to make a point to watch more movies.
You see, the thing about cinema is that it doesn't really have the appeal like it used to have in the 90s, right? Like, you, like a lot, and don't get me wrong, I love, you know, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but it's, you know, movies today are a lot of green screen. You know, like, we were watching... Oh boy, here we go. We were watching Sex in the City. Like,
nice. Oh, what? No, that's the nice. Show. That show's fire.
Dude, I was putting in some time.
Yeah,
I was
absolutely.
Putting in some time. And I just, like, I was taken back a little bit just by the background, like, of all New York. I was just like, man, these aren't drops. Like, these are, you know, this is actually really good footage. This is a good shot of the camera. I'm, you know, now that I'm doing stuff behind the camera, I'm starting, or to, you know, work with the camera, I'm starting to appreciate, you know, people's shots. You know, I'm starting to see things or look at pictures that I've never looked at in a way before.
But
does that make sense?
Yeah, like, wow, man, look at Samantha's blouse right here. Like at this angle, man, that's absolutely immaculate.
How did they encompass everything of that blouse? Yeah. I mean, all of the shapes. I mean, just the angles.
Absolutely
going
beautiful.
All around look at the front of that.
Look at the way the camera works with Carrie when she's sipping her martini
and
smoking
that Marlboro Cadillac.
So gross.
Cigarette on every damn scene. She's smoking a cigarette.
So she's gonna be on our list because she has to be. Sarah Jessica Parker's okay. Like she's elite, but I can see her losing second
so
round.
Can I,
like, okay, I know we're yeah. I know we have to yeah. go through it. We don't know the matchup yet, but
we'll
we're just saying in a few
we'll
weeks.
You know what? We gotta let the people weigh in too.
Yeah, the people. Sarah Jessica Parker. She's good, but
how far
the
can
wrong,
she go?
We talked about matchups. The wrong matchup, she could be terminated.
So are you guys saying that you have an actual answer to the question, are you more a Carrie or a Samantha? Isn't that the character's name? What's the
I don't know, man, like because Samantha reminds me of, like, my real aunt. Like, how she just...
She's sexual like that?
She,
will she prowl me if I walked in the room? Especially
would.
Me looking like this.
Come oh, yeah. Now. Oh, yeah.
Would.
I'm having trouble
she'd
not.
Tear you
come
up.
On now.
She, you wouldn't know what hit you, dog. I say that because I've I just observed her.
Oh man,
bro, y'all
that's
know
dark.
Y'all know I come from a weird.
Yeah,
family,
that's
man.
Pretty dark. That's
come
that's
from
some
a wild man. Family, dog. Everybody out there that's listening from back home, y'all know that stuff too.
There it is.
There
Sammy.
It is, and that all that really almost
time.
Came out.
Once a week.
That really almost. You get me talking about back home, man. There's a reason why I'm so many miles away from the East Coast, man. And there ain't nobody coming down here to visit.
If we're talking about rough families, I think we can jump to another entry on our list here. Your boy Harry Potter.
Ooh, Harry.
You're a wizard, Harry.
He probably had one of the roughest families of all time. I think both parents murdered by magic is definitely, like, that's not one you catch too often. And then on top of that...
Were they murdered by the snake, homie?
Which one was that? I've never
yeah,
seen
which
any.
The snake, homie?
Who's the snake?
Voldemort,
bro. Yes,
Voldemort.
Yes, he.
That's who murders mom and dad.
He's
right?
The catalyst. Yeah, for the whole
yeah, that's
entire
an OG
Harry
move
Potter.
Right there. That's an OG mm-hmm. move.
Right.
Yeah, you gotta murder the parents.
Just nip
absolutely.
It in the bud.
Yeah, just
well,
get
to,
rid of them. We need, yeah, start the movie.
I think he does it specifically because he hears that, like, Harry is the only one who can stop him.
Right.
So he's like, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna just go kill him while he's a kid. He's like, he's the smartest villain to have ever lived. In all honesty, that's the smartest thing I ever heard.
Yeah.
Just, all right, well then, I'm gonna kill him.
Yeah, Hermione and Ron ain't touching that.
Nope. But this was a monumental birthday in young Harry's life. Not only did he get to leave his awesome closet room beneath the stairs, but he got cake, he got to talk to snakes, and he found out he was a wizard.
That's one hell of a reveal.
Was that his 13th birthday or 12th? How old was he?
I think it was 13th.
That's coming of age.
Yeah.
Coming
yeah.
of age. That's the turn right there. That's one hell of a pivot. That's one hell of a transition.
Yeah, what?
Into manhood and learning magic.
What clique is Harry with? Like, you know, when they go to school and they'd be like, yo, you're in this clique, and you're in this clique, and some cliques are cool, and some cliques are bad.
Yeah, Gryffindor, like bro.
Okay,
you're talking
cool.
about the houses and whatnot?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're on
houses.
Some, like, Game of Thrones, bro. Yeah, that's what...
Yeah, that's what they... What do you mean? Harry Potter did that. Game of Thrones does that, too?
I've never seen Game
yeah,
of Thrones,
Game
in
of
all
Thrones,
honesty.
Game of Thrones is all about houses. It's English, man. They're all about their houses. All about
right,
their,
right, right.
you know, the birthrights and lineage, sir.
Harry... You got any cup of tea, Harry?
Do you have any tea? Do you have any tea there?
Okay, we're getting a little offensive. Let's get out of this.
It's not offensive. It's you're celebrating. Michael Scott talks about it there. You know, you're celebrating. It's comedy. It's satire. You're celebrating.
I think if there is one group of people that WAGs can make fun of, it's definitely British people. Like, already being white, I feel like you get that. Go. Like, that's what he gets to make fun of.
I came from the north.
Yeah.
Like my origin, like, we come from the North Sea and stuff like that.
The Vikings?
We're not completely Viking. We're more like Prussian pirates.
Okay. Like, they do like half the
pirates
pillaging.
Of Prussia. Okay. That's why I'm so obsessed with pirates too. Like we are.
You do weirdly like Prussian pirates a lot.
That's just, I like learning. So I read a lot about history to find out, like, because I am curious about where my actual family and lineage comes from. Because Wagner is not, we're not German.
Right.
Like, you know, you can have name like Collier. You're not German or French.
I don't know what I am.
Exactly. Like, I just know
they got the ancestors off the boat and brought us over here. We're like, all right.
Like,
well.
Names don't, like, names, and people like Italians don't know that either. Like, Italians don't know their real names. Like, I'll go more in detail.
Gabagoo.
I'll go more in detail of it.
Mr. Gabagoo. Let's just say Mr. Gabagoo.
Mr. Gabagoo. You know, they just give you a name too. You know what I mean? So, I don't know, that's what happened back in the day. Man,
we're off the rocker. All right, Sammy. I blame the Sam Stash for this. This is where the Sam Stash takes us.
I have accountability of my own stuff. I'm sorry.
I'm not. Y'all both take me down the most weird places ever, get me on y'all's weird, ridiculous level. And I got to get back to my cool. But at least then again, I have
that.
My.
You know what, though? You always get there with us, and we appreciate that.
I try to be
as
versatile as I can.
That's what makes this show so. We're Voltron, homie. We just assemble. We just assemble.
Transformers.
Well, Voltron was an 80s cartoon.
Transformers?
Transformers, too. But Voltron was a whole bunch of people assembling into one big unit.
Imagine a whole entire show about the Power Rangers making their Megazord, bro. That's the whole show.
Oh, that's dope.
Right.
It was
pretty good.
It was cutting edge. It was cutting edge back then.
Okay.
I mean, Thundercats went down, so you had to bring something else in.
Okay, I'm with that.
Oh.
What we got, Sammy?
Let's see. Let's get with Falling Down, boys.
Oh, with Michael Douglas?
Yes,
Michael Douglas.
This is probably one of the darker birthdays we have, I'd say. It's not even his birthday. He's just trying to get to his daughter's birthday party. This is the entire movie. This is one man trying to get to his daughter's birthday party.
Talk about a dude that breaks.
And over the course of the day,
he's elite.
He basically becomes a domestic terrorist. He doesn't quite join forces with Nazis, but he works alongside a couple Nazis. He sticks up a burger joint. He beats up a Mexican street gang. Like, this dude, over the course of a day, probably lives out everyone's GTA fantasy that they've ever had.
does he get the skins in this? Because every Michael Douglas movie I've seen, he's always getting the skins.
Are you talking about, like, literally scalping fools? Or what are you talking about?
No, man. I'm talking about,
like putting it on,
it down.
You know what? I don't think he does in this one, honestly.
Fatal Attraction, Legendary.
Disclosure?
Disclosure.
Yeah.
What's the one with Sharon Stone where she shows her hoo-ha?
Basic Instinct.
Like, MD is all about the skins at the end of the day.
Which is so weird, too, because is he, like, he might be on our attractive dude list at some point. Is he an attractive dude?
His dad was Spartacus. Kirk Douglas, his dad was... Michael Douglas has to be up there.
Yeah, he's up there.
He's Hollywood lineage.
He's up there.
Royalty, by God, by birthright, sir.
Yeah, he's up there.
All right, boys, we are down to our last one. This is probably the most innocent birthday on the list. Catalyst for a whole entire series of multi-million-dollar movies. Toy Story, boys.
Oh.
Young Andy's birthday with a new toy. A Buzz Lightyear action figure. That basically brings about the entire course of Toy Story 1, 2, 3, and 4. Which 4 sucked. I don't know if you boys followed the whole series, but...
I haven't seen it, no.
4 was bad.
Didn't it come out like 3 years ago?
Yeah, it came out like 3 years ago, and literally the whole premise was just like, Woody trying to get his Woody wet, If
Whoa,
you're following me.
Woody was trying to get the skins.
Wait, with Andy? Or,
Not with Andy.
Come on, Wax.
No, I forgot her name. What, Raggedy Andy.
Bo Peep. So that's the thing.
I'm about to say, it would have been really dark if grown-ass Andy was exploring with Woody.
Hey, they got him out of the room, bro.
Toy Story would have gotten pretty dark. Toy Story after dark.
Andy, why do all your stuffed animals have holes in them?
There's your... God, that's a GTA PSA announcement right
there. Good grief.
Slow down out there.
Okay, so Woody was trying to get the skins from little Bo Peep.
Yes.
I feel that. I'm with that.
That was about the entire movie. He made a spork alive because apparently you don't have to
like
be...
Like as a sex toy?
No, not as a sex toy. It was more friend. It was like, you know, it was just his friend.
Oh, just like, oh.
Yeah,
it was... Okay. I don't know, man. They're toys.
He made it feel alive.
What else?
Yeah. I don't know how, you know... The arousement comes.
Mr. Potato was in there. What are the toys that Andy had?
He had like the Slinky Dog, dude.
Slinky
he had the pig and bang or the
Slinky
piggy bank.
Dog never worked.
Somebody needs to get Andy a Super Nintendo.
Dude,
he had no games, bro. No, you know what he did?
Didn't have a TV.
Toy Story 2, bro, starts out with that Buzz Lightyear game. And I always remember as a kid thinking like, oh man, that looks badass. I wish they would make that like an actual game.
But they made a Toy Story game.
Did they really?
I think so.
I bet
whack.
It sucked. That had to have been bad.
Like, Micro Machines was pretty cool back in the day, but that was when I was, like, really young and into Nintendo.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What else we got? I'm going to continue with the Toy Story here. What else we got?
That's Stash, boys.
That's a good Stash. Welcome back, Stash.
Welcome back, Sammy.
Welcome back,
Thank you.
Stash.
Well done.
Well done. Yeah, so I guess the toys that I really had, I had a lot of guns.
Jeez, that says a lot.
Yeah, really.
Growing up, I had a lot of guns.
Interesting.
Yeah.
The Marine had a lot of guns growing up.
But I never envisioned myself going into the Marines as a kid. You know, I thought I was going to go to the NFL.
I had a You thought that career was coming along.
I thought
along,
it was coming,
huh?
Man. I was putting in the work.
The next Zach Thomas.
Putting in the work. I was nice back in the day, man.
We all were nice.
Yeah, we all were. And then time catches up.
Yeah. Everybody thinks I'm a football player, a former football player. That's what everybody thinks now that I've gained this great weight, this quarantine weight of mine, this 6'4 frame, no longer looks like a basketball player, my friend. Everybody always says, yo,
and
it's Texas.
Right? You were a 3 and a 4?
Yeah, 3, 4, 2. I played it all. Versatile. But I guess we're in Texas. I guess that makes sense to be like, oh, you played football because Texas football. Yeah. But
usually
still.
The sport that's associated.
And you know,
what? Not enough love for the Hoopers here.
No.
Texas has a lot of Hoopers.
A
Texas
lot
Top
of
100.
Good
give that a follow
players.
To on Twitter. Shout out to Texas Top 100.
Yeah, they do a good job. But yeah, I know we got to go to break, Sammy. But yeah, you remember down at Pluckers, homeboy thought I played for somebody in the league
and
I had to make up a story.
Day,
oh, yeah. That's what I'm doing. I do that to everybody. I saw some dude that in Dripping Springs when I was trying to get this kolache. He was like, hey, you play back in your day? I was like, yeah. Went to Texas A&M Commerce, 4-year Leatherman, at outside linebacker, man, Hall of Honor. Yo, the whole nine. Went to the combine, ran a 4.8.
That came out too,
they just
it
didn't
came
want
out
me.
Too easy, though.
Yeah, they just didn't, you know, they just didn't want me. I just fell out of love for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have a story for
I
every
just
single
fell
person.
Out of love
it,
for
it depends
it.
On the person. It depends on the
oh,
person
so
what kind
the,
of story.
You, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What kind of story I throw them?
Because you
if
could
you're
be a salesman.
If, yeah. Because if you're ignorant enough to ask big ass black Isaiah Carriers who's 6'4", hey, you play ball, boy? Hey, you play ball, son?
I'm gonna take you down the path.
Yeah, I'm gonna take you down the path that you wanted to hear a story. I got you. I'm going to make your
Let me
day.
Make your night.
I'm going to make
Let me
your
make
day.
Your night.
Yeah, you remember Derek Brooks? Yeah, my uncle. Sam, get us the break, man.
I'm kicking brand new flavor in your air, Max. Brand new flavor in your air. Ha!
Now, back to the Wagner Wire. Here's Wag.
Welcome back to the Wagner Wire on 104.9, 101.9 AM 1260. You stream live at hornetfip.com. In just a couple of minutes, we will be going to the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline and welcoming on Bayon's own Al Walsh. That's right. He brings you all the green that you need in your pocket. He also does some great work at Osimo.com. He does all the writing and you know, basically all the rundowns for the bets. I'm sure he's got a lot to say about his Brooklyn Nets there, but yeah, so we got a really good return of the Sam Stash, man.
Yeah.
Really
yeah.
good return.
That's quality Sam Stash right there. That's
what he
does. I would
say best toy that I did. That's loud, man. We got some loud. So what? All right, we'll go behind the scenes real quick. The doors are open. You're hearing some, you know, you're hearing some background noise because it is steamy hot. It's pretty.
No, it's not that hot anymore to me.
It's all right. It's kind of, we've acclimatized. You really can't acclimatize within 40, you know, unless you have 40.
Right now, to people who are watching Twitch. This is Miami Zay, neck brace and all.
So you don't wear, you don't even wear like a flowered shirt or a.
I wear a shirt inside places, but when
Tommy
I'm
Bahama,
outside,
that's what it is. Tommy Bahama.
But when your boy's outside, it's no shirt, just strolling
I'm
around.
I'm the only one in this office that watches Burn Notice.
Yeah, man, I'm out here. Like this is, I am immune to this. Like I'm not sweating anymore.
You're not. I mean, there's not a bead of sweat.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's not a bead of sweat on.
Yeah, you're good too. But
there's, we don't have Keith perspiration. Keith sweated in the studio today.
Make it last forever. Oh,
dude, he
ever.
Had a time too. He had a time.
Oh yeah, he did.
Had a time baby making music.
Yeah, he did. Baby. Won't make the list though.
No. Leicester City in charge of their destiny right now. They're on top of Tottenham 1-0 going into the 31st minute of play here in the first half. Again, it is Championship Sunday for the English Premier League. Lots of things going on. We'll get to that. But right now we gotta go to the Vaqueros Cafe and Canteen Hotline and welcome on Baron's and Al Walsh. Walsh, what's going on, brother? How you doing after that Nets win?
Oh, man, I'm feeling good. I tell you what, though, I thought I put my bet in. I was barbecuing all afternoon yesterday, doing a little double couple date yesterday. Thought I put my bet in on the Nets -8. I go right now to start putting my bets in for the day. Apparently, I didn't put it in. I don't know. I got to talk to DraftKings because that I took what I had in my account and I just said, you know what, I'm letting it ride on game one and. Yeah, it didn't go through. So I'm going to have to talk to the good
that
people.
That sucks, yeah.
Or it could have been human error. I already implied that I was distracted yesterday. Yo, you know what I was watching yesterday? Lacrosse.
It's huge. It's huge back. Or I was going to say back. It's huge back east.
No, Rutgers played the number one team, UNC, yesterday. And, you know, the guy, you know, who my girlfriend's friends with the girlfriend or whatever. He was, you know, he went to Rutgers, so did she. They were really into the game, but I did not think I was going to be watching lacrosse at the beginning of the day. So UNC ended up winning in overtime, but what a good game. And I think next weekend is the Final Four. So
you never played.
There's my lacrosse plug for everybody.
Did you never play lacrosse growing up?
I did. I played 1 year. I was living in Virginia. I came out of practice at the basketball practice at the Boys and Girls Club. And I seen them playing on the field, and I was like, and I just walked up to the coach. I was like, "What is this?"
Yeah,
it was like lacrosse, and I played, and our team was terrible. We were like 0-10, but I got to experience it. It was really cool.
Yo, Wash, before we get to sports, man, you said you were barbecuing yesterday. We're in the state that is barbecue, my guy. What did you have on the grill? What was it looking like down there?
So had some huge drumsticks with barbecue sauce on. We went over to their house, but you know, the guy did a fantastic job on the grill. So it was like you know, chicken, peppers, onions, that sort of thing. It wasn't a big to do yesterday, but I'll tell you, during the week I did chicken, I did sausage on the grill. So I'm rocking and rolling this summer.
That's what I'm talking about.
That is one. Yep. That is one. Recipe that I forgot. That is a Sunday go-to. It's not fried chicken because we used to do the fried chicken on Sundays, but barbecue chicken. I forgot how deep barbecue chicken goes, especially if you slow cook that thing on there and then you have some ears of corn on there and you put it on the grill. Some chipotle style corn on the cob.
That's
oh my god!
The corn yesterday.
Do we not?
Listen, by the way, so two things before we get to sports. Number one. Before I forget, Zay, I heard you in the last segment talking about skins. I knew exactly what you were talking about. Sam's reaction was hysterical. Like,
well, dude, that came from skins. I mean, that reference comes from Boys in the Hood, man. Like when Trey asked Nikki, "You gonna let me get them skins?"
I was dying over here. And then number two, speaking of barbecue, there's been controversy last week. I don't know if you guys saw it, but it was the top 10, according to like TripAdvisor, they did the top 10 barbecue spots in the U.S. and Newark popped up on the list. And everybody's like, how does that happen? Blah, blah, blah. But what they took into account is they have a lot of those Brazilian barbecue places. So it's not your traditional like Texas barbecue, Kansas City barbecue. It's Brazilian. So they call it rodízio. And what they do is they put this huge piece of meat almost on a stick, and you pay like a set price, like $45-$50. And, you start, and they come around to the table and they just start slicing the meat right onto your plate. But that's how Newark, New Jersey slipped into that top 10 barbecue list. And it was very disappointing. No, I don't think Kansas City or Texas was even on there.
Yeah, what dumb vegan made that list, Walsh? My good grief.
Like Seattle was on. I can't even explain that.
Yeah, I don't know. Does that region even have their own like little style of barbecue? Because you know how like Kansas City's got like their own flavor. North Carolina's got the vinegar based.
Yeah, I think like Korean barbecue might be big out in Seattle. So
that list had to come from The Onion or something, because that list was absolutely inaccurate. Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah. All right, Walsh, let's go to the sports realm, man. It's a big day in sports. What we got going on from Bayonne Zone? What's the green that we need in our pocket?
All right, real quick with baseball, and then we'll lot more basketball today, obviously, with the playoffs. But baseball today, love my Phillies today. Zach Wheeler on the mound, guy's been a stud this season. But you're not getting a huge price there. I took the money line, but if you want to get dicey today, Phil's run line, +180. I actually should have – you know what? I'm going to put some more money on it right now for the run line. But the Phillies got beat in the first two games in the series. Both games were pretty tight. And again, for the Red Sox, they got Eduardo Rodriguez going on the mound today. Phils are going to do well against left-handed pitching, so I like their odds today. Like I said, I just took the money line myself, but I'm going to put a little maybe like $50 on the run line here just to, those are very nice odds, especially for a team at home trying to avoid a sweep. I think that they're going to put up a huge win today.
You know, Walsh, let's stay in baseball right now. All these no-hitters being thrown, it's very uncanny and just rare, obviously. How do you think this is for the game of baseball? Is this bad for the game, or is this just something that we're going to, start seeing for years to come?
It's interesting because I think MLB probably likes it from a ratings perspective. And I know myself, right? Like if I see that somebody's got a no hitter, I'm tuning in. And at the end of the day, that's what baseball wants, right? Like they want eyes on the screen. Now, while that's like a small caveat, right? Like I'll also tune into a game if I see it's like 10-7, right? And I see a bunch of runs out there. So, I think it's all about just putting eyes on the situation. So, from a business perspective of getting the views and whatnot, it's probably MLB probably loves it. Now, from the people who love, the chicks dig the long ball quote.
Right.
That crowd probably doesn't love this, right? Like the fantasy crowd who loves seeing huge numbers and that kind of thing, probably not ideal. But at the end of the day, I think it's good. Like, look, I think pitchers are just better, Like, they're bigger, they're stronger.
Right.
They're throwing, much more nasty stuff. Like, guys are throwing sliders at, like, 93 miles an hour nowadays. Like, are you kidding me? Like, how is anybody supposed to hit that?
Well, I mean, not to get nerdy, let's talk about the physics of baseball. You're talking about a cylinder-shaped piece of wood hitting a circular ball coming at a velocity of 90-plus miles per hour.
It's like, the hardest sport to be good at.
Exactly. You're guessing the pitch, right? You're guessing where the location's coming. And if you see the seams going one way or another, that's your indicator of what the damn pitch is, because it's coming at you so fast you don't have time to react.
And not to mention, guys who are in the Hall of Fame already were probably succeeding 3 out of every 10 times.
Right.
Like it's already a sport that's not in favor of the hitter.
And that's,
on a long-term perspective.
And that's the beautiful thing about baseball, Walsh, is that, and I say it all the time, and, Reed never, he only played 1 year or 2 years growing up. But the thing why I forced him in it just for at least those 2 years is because baseball actually teaches you how to deal with failure. You can't show up to your job going 3-for-10 and have a successful day. You know what I mean? Exactly. So it teaches you to come when you come away, when you have a bad day at the end of your day or whatever, and you come, you know, it's actually not that bad. You know, you've gone 3 for 10 sometimes and been successful. So it just teaches you. And you know what? Sometimes hitters are going to get their days, and then other times, you know, the hurlers are going to have theirs as well. So that's what BVP stands for, right?
No, absolutely. And that's a great point. I never thought about that, you know, in terms of dealing with, failure like that. But my whole thing was always like everybody plays baseball, you know, like with football. Some people's parents, they don't want their kids getting hit like that. So not everybody's playing. Hockey, a sport that I played, you know, like not everybody can afford it. Not everybody has the time. You know, and basketball is another one. You know, I feel like the whole community can like get together and play. You know, like it's easy. It's not a tough sport. So, yeah, you do develop a lot of friendships with people like that because almost everybody, even the kid who sucks at sports, you know, he's picking his nose
right
at the right field. He's even on the Little League team, you know? So everybody's
He's good. In right field, but he's on the team.
Exactly. Oh, man, that's great.
All right, brother, what else we got, man?
All right, so you want to just go to basketball because
yeah, let's get on your list. All right, so you drive this segment, brother. You take me on the cruise here. Let's go back out east.
All right, so I mean, I got something on every game today. Wizards, they're 8-point underdog, but we know about them coming down the stretch, right? I think we've talked about it the last 2 weeks.
Don't never tell them the odds. Don't tell the Zards the odds, there, buddy.
The rate of success that the Wizards are covering the spread in these games is ridiculous. So I think a lot of people, you know, might look at this matchup and say, oh, Sixers, number one seed, Simmons and Embiid, you know, Tobias Harris, and they're not going to give the Sixers much of a chance they're not going to give the Wizards much of a chance here. And I think that that's a massive failure. Don't forget, too, we got the Phillies right across the parking lot playing their game today against the Red Sox. So Philly's going to be jumping a little bit today. You know, with all the different sports there, but I got to go with the Wizards here. I know that, you know, I'm looking at their implied total right now. I know that they got a -1.5 decrease, which typically isn't that great. But it's amazing how many games the Wizards have covered over the last 30. Like, I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but, you know, the last time we talked, it was something like, you know, like 21-5 against the spread over the last 26. So, you know, these guys are just doing unbelievable things. They put a hurting on the Pacers in that last game, so they shouldn't be too tired for this one. I think the Wizards covered that 8-point spread today. I am looking forward to that matchup quite a bit. And by the way, too, the total went down 2 points on that. So,
yeah,
you know, maybe we see a little bit of a closer game because of that.
Hey, you feeling money line here?
No. All right. The Wizards, now their straight up record in a lot of those games, you know, it was good, but they were probably winning at like a 66% clip. But, you know, there are a lot more games that they're just covering. So I feel more comfortable with the +8 there for the Wizards.
Who do you think is going to end up winning this series? Because my partner here, it's a little bit of Homer in him, he admitted that, but he thinks the Wizards have a chance to actually win this series. And I think that's absolutely bogus.
I think it goes 7.
I could see a path to 7. But again, it's more or less like, Russell Westbrook, and I've been one of his biggest critics pretty much his whole career. And, you know, whatever, who cares? I'm sure he's going to get up and, you know, go play the next day. But I never really liked his style of basketball. But what he's doing this year, you know, getting away from that 3-point shot, right? Like when Westbrook's teams are doing well, he's not taking a lot of 3-pointers. So, you know, now that you got Brad Beal there alongside, you know, taking the 3-pointers, that has certainly been, you know, a big thing for him. Now we got to keep in mind with Brad Beal with the hamstring, you know, that's going to be a tough thing to keep in mind. But even still, when Beal wasn't in the lineup, the Wizards were still playing really good basketball. So I think, you know, I think a lot of people probably don't take them seriously when they should. And
Bertans has to get a little bit hard, man. Bertans is a little soft, dude.
Yeah, that's fine, but he's an unbelievable shooter. I actually wanted him on the Nets when they got everybody and started like championship roster building, but that's all right. You know, you stay in Washington, but yeah, I think that I would say more like a very competitive 5-6 games is probably where I'd go, but I wouldn't be totally shocked if it went 7. But I think the Sixers are going to win ultimately.
I think you're wrong. I think you're wrong, Walsh.
Oh, man.
Go Wizards. Go Zards, baby.
All right, Walsh. Your Nets yesterday, that looked way too easy, man. Like, when I hear Kyrie Irving... Yeah, that's what they make it seem. But when I hear Kyrie Irving going, you know, in his presser talking about, oh, yeah, you know, we put on the show tonight and hopefully we could do that for three more games. Like, come on, get out of here. Like, we get it. We know you're talented. All they're doing is taking advantage of every matchup and going one-on-one. It's so annoying to people like me who want that talent and just think that, oh, they don't really need coaching. They're just taking their man one-on-one. Is this too easy, or are they just saving their legs for, you know, the rest of the playoffs?
No, you know, like, legitimately, I am not even messing around here. But, like, I've watched Celtics games this year, and I've seen Robert Williams play. But what he did last night was incredible. With the 9 blocks, like, he legitimately changed what the Nets were doing. And he's not even fully healthy. That's the funny thing, too. So... I think, like, the announcers were kind of alluding to it, like, he might play so hard at some point in the series that, you know, his body might just give out in, like, you know, game two or game three or whatever. But, like, if it weren't for Robert Williams, that probably would have been a 30-point win last night. Like, he is legitimate. Like, he was amazing last night. So, you know, I think, you know, if that really is true and, you know, he is as hurt as they say he is, you know, and he eventually kind of just, you know, metamorphosis out of this series, then I think it'll be a lot easier. But he single-handedly kept the Celtics in that game. That was an unbelievable performance last night by him.
So Tatum has to go 50 just to keep the Celtics into this Nets Celtics series, right? Because I mean, it looked like, I don't know where the hell, I know Kemba can play. I know Kemba can play, but there was this one play that he was coming down, and maybe you know exactly what I'm talking about, Zay, where Kemba was coming up, he was trying to reverse the ball back. He did a ball fake down to the
threw
corner.
It, and then threw Chuck it now blocked completely into the stands. Yo, he was like, I'm in New York. Shout out to Chuck now block. I'm going to launch this in the stands.
Hey, here's something for the fans right here, man. Oh, my God. So I don't know where the hell that's going.
I do want to talk about Lakers Suns at great.
Let's get into it. Let's break it down. That's a good one today.
Real quick, I do want to say I would like to see the Nets put Claxton on Tatum a little bit because they're going to need him on Giannis in that next series if it goes the way that, you know, we all think it is. And I want him to get a couple reps. Nick Claxton, I assume the Nets are going to go pretty far in these playoffs, but watch him as a perimeter defender going forward. He is amazing. Like, he has done some great things against guys like Damian Lillard, LeBron. Like, he plays unbelievable perimeter defense as a big. So watch out for that going forward. Like, people need to start, you know, taking notice of that for sure.
Yeah, he's really, really good switching off onto those defenders, like you said, because he has really good lateral movement, and he's just so long and athletic, he could stick with those guys. So that's a really good point, Walsh.
Walsh, we got about 3 minutes here, man. What do we got? Lay it on us.
Yeah, Lakers Suns, man. I just saw the odds. So the Lakers have the highest odds, the best odds at +210 to win the Western Conference on FanDuel. I think it's crazy. I don't even think they're going to get out of this series. I think the Suns are going to win this series. I find it ridiculous that so many people are on the Lakers here. I'm going Suns for sure. And then I would have talked more at length about it, but I also wanted to talk about Hawks-Knicks today. So the Knicks actually have the biggest decrease of any team on the implied total chart today on FantasyLabs.com. So that's usually not a good sign for that team. And the Knicks have absolutely destroyed the Hawks. I think they're like 10-2 straight up in the last 12 meetings. I think it's 9-2-1 against the spread the Knicks are against them too in that same stretch. They have just absolutely dominated the season series. So this is really surprising to see the numbers go in that direction. Knicks actually started out as a 1-point favorite. Now the Hawks are the 1-point favorite. And all the public money, all the money wagered is going on the Knicks. So I think that this is a nice opportunity to go Hawks money line today. I don't know what the odds are. I got to pull it up real quick, but I think you'll probably get something like plus, or maybe not, maybe like minus.
I'm looking at even right now is what I'm seeing, man.
Yeah, now it's their favorite. I was looking at when they were underdogs, but yeah, I think, you know, Hawks.
Yeah, you had to get on it early, right?
Yeah. We're going quick here, but yeah, I think the Hawks are a fantastic bet today, just based on that movement and seeing all the money go in the Knicks' favor, and then the line is actually getting better for the Hawks. That's what they call that, reverse money move or reverse line movement, right there. So
yeah, zigging when they're zagging, breaking trends.
Indeed.
Playing the sharps there. All right. So what about this primetime matchup tonight? You think the Grizzlies got a shot, or it's just all the Utah all up going to be in their jazz there?
I think if the Grizzlies were going to be competitive in any game, it's probably tonight, right? Like they had that big win against Golden State, so they're a little more fresh, right? Like they've got more reps recently. The Jazz have been resting for a week, so. That's good, for a roster that has high hopes in terms of going to the finals and whatnot. So, I think it's going to probably be, I would say the most competitive matchup of this series is probably tonight. So right. I would go Grizzlies with a +9. I just think that, they're in a good groove right now.
All right, Walsh, well, that's all for now, man. I'm sorry, we came up on our time, and, we'd love to have you on every day or all day every day, but, we got to go pay the bills, brother.
I want to come in studio.
We got to have you down. That's actually, we talked about barbecue at the first start of the conversation.
Yeah.
And that's how Walsh and I actually became friends. Like, I read his profile. He's like, he's a fan of barbecue. Let me have him on. Let's see if he'll do a stream with me or whatnot. And then, the friendship just grew from there. Hey, brother, great stuff as usual, man. You're the obligatory go-to for a reason. And you put the green in our pockets in multiple ways. Walsh, we appreciate you.
Absolutely. Have a good rest of the weekend.
You too, bro.
Thanks,
you
Walsh.
Too. All right, that's Al Walsh. You can find him on Twitter at 14a.walsh and also at awesomeo.com. He does a lot of great things, and he can help you out. He helps out the Wagner Wire, and we're going to help you out even more on the other side of it. We got just the tip. Don't go anywhere. It's a little bit about touch and go going into hour number three. It's the Wagner Wire, 104.9, 101.9 AM 1260. Stream live at hornfm.com. All right, that's going to do it for hour number two. Man, it just flies by when you're having fun, right? That old adage, y'all know that. Hey, it's just a tip real quick. You guys know the deal here. I'll give you the tip of the day that you have to have it in your bag. Now, we'll also have tip of the week coming up tomorrow as well. But tip of the day, take Koepka. That's right. The lefty's going strong right now in the PGA Championship from South Carolina. But go ahead and take Koepka. He don't play unless it's a major, and he comes out and he plays to win. Also, you got to go with Chelsea, the boys from the bridge. Right now, they're at a 0-0. It's tied 0-0. Taking on Aston Villa. A win and they're in, controlling their destiny. They have to do it. Heavy influence to get Haaland, over from Dortmund. Will they be able to do it? An English club is the only club that can afford them. It's $600 million purse. How do I watch sports? I'm able to watch sports all the time with Tom McKay and audiovisual consultations. abconsultations.com, 512-255-8678. Call Tom McKay today to get your view that you want, the vantage that you want in your room. It could be a golf simulator for days like this if you can't get out to the range. But when you're feeling it and you want to watch soccer, you want to watch basketball, you want to watch the Stanley Cup playoffs, you want to watch football, you got to have all your draft, fantasy draft needs, you do it with audiovisual consultations and Tom McKay. abconsultations.com 255-8678. It's the Wagner Wire. Don't go anywhere. Hour number three on the other side.